Hello and welcome to Spotlight Middle East. I'm your host, Sarah Musa. The land of sacred history that embraced men of honor and pride has always caught the attention of hands of terror. This land has always witnessed tyranny, aggression, dictatorship, and repression. The storms of terror are always ready to attack Iraq, unfortunately. On the 11th anniversary of the fall of the Iraqi capital during the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein, several bomb blasts occurred across the country, leaving hundreds dead. When will the bloodshed in Iraq end? What will end the trials of sedition in the country? And to what extent is the neighboring Syria affecting Iraq? Who benefits more from the tension in Iraq? These questions we'll be answering with our dear guest, Alberto Garcia, one of the finest political analysts and, of course, a media person and journalist. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
Alberto, allow us, before we start digging into debate on what's happening in Iraq, to see the latest through this report. We'll watch it together.
Violence has escalated in Iraq over the past year, with 2013 seeing the highest death toll since the war's sectarian bloodletting in 2007. According to the United Nations figures, more than 8,800 people were killed in violence last year. Lately, at least 2,000 people have been killed in a series of terrorist attacks in northern Iraq as the country prepares for parliamentary polls set for April 30. According to Iraqi officials, 11 people, including 5 soldiers, lost their lives when a car bomb blasted near a security checkpoint in the city of Mosul, northwest of the capital Baghdad, on Sunday. Meanwhile, in Kirkuk, a blast targeting a security checkpoint in the northwestern part of the city killed 7 policemen. 11 police officers were also wounded in the explosion. In a separate incident in the city, a car bomb explosion in a market area also left 6 people dead and nearly 10 others injured. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks, but suicide bombings and well-coordinated attacks are a hallmark of an Al-Qaeda's breakaway branch that operates in Iraq. Known as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, Sunni insurgent groups have escalated attacks across the country since last year in a bid to undermine the Shiite-led government. The attacks happened just weeks before parliamentary elections are scheduled to be held on April 30, the first such vote since U.S. forces left Iraq. There will be no voting in parts of the Western Anbar province, where security forces are clashing with Islamic militants and fighters who control the provincial capital, Ramadi, and nearly all of the nearby city of Fallujah. Analysts say terrorist groups such as Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant are coming to Iraq from neighboring Syria and Saudi Arabia to undermine security in the country.